from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her Republican Party rival Donald Trump make their closing arguments Sunday to persuade last-minute undecided voters and rally their bases to turn out on Election Day. Clinton spoke Saturday in Philadelphia.
When your kids and grandkids ask you what you did in 2016, when it was all on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, fairer, stronger America where everybody has a chance at the American dream.
Clinton will also visit New Hampshire on Sunday. Trump has a busier schedule Sunday, visiting locations that have traditionally voted for Democrats. Trump has been painting a dark picture of what the country will look like with his opponent at the helm.
If she were to win this election, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment and ultimately a criminal trial.
Trump speaking Saturday in Nevada. Iraqi troops inside the embattled city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front, where Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods. On Saturday, an Iraqi general said his forces trying to encircle the city had driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front, and Kurdish forces confirmed that Iraqi flags are now flying from buildings there, near Mosul's airport. This is VOA News.